Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, 20 years. Wow. Thanks for being the amazing resource and thought leader that you are to small businesses, entrepreneurs, and growing companies around this planet and intergalactically.
20 years of fabulous shows, incredible guests, fun with you.
20 years of being a small business champion.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me as we celebrate the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show in the third decade of the 21st century. We're having a great visit with our good friend Tom Sullivan, Vice President of Small Business Policy at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. He's been a member of our Brain Trust for 17 years. Tom, you've got a bunch of events going on around the country. Tell folks how they can find the next one.
Thank you, Jim. Oh, like I was saying earlier in your show, we do better off advocating for small business the more time we spend out on Main Street across the country. So we'll be in New Orleans, Salt Lake City, Detroit, Boston, and then back here in Washington, D.C. throughout the year. The best way to find where we're going to be is our website, which is growwithco.com.
All right, growwithco.com. They can find the agenda of all the different places where you can go there and all the things that are going on. I've been to a bunch of these over the years, folks. In fact, I emceed the very first two that you guys had almost 20 years ago. Tom, so it's a lot of fun, and it's all about small business. And thanks for keeping up that tradition, Tom. One of the things that I want to encourage you guys to work on is more support of community banks. Small business owners borrow money to grow. Most of us aren't looking for investors. We borrow money. If we need to grow, we don't have the cash, we borrow the money. And the best friend of a small business is a community bank, and they don't need to be treated like the big banks because they're not. They're more like us. Just like a small business isn't a big business, it isn't a little big business. Small bank isn't a big bank. What do you think?
Well, Jim, you're absolutely right. It's pretty alarming when you look at the statistics. Over the past several years, we're losing community banks at about 5 per week.
Yep.
And it's especially alarming when folks like you know that when a small business owner does look to grow and needs that capital, community banks are where they go first. So we're looking at every way possible to lighten the regulatory burden on community banks, to allow for them to do what they do best, and that is to help mom-and-pop small business owners grow on Main Street.
One thing to do would be to lessen the capitalization burden of a community bank. 15 years ago, there were 15,000 community banks. Now they're about, I think they're less than 6,000, maybe 5,000 banks. 15,000 was probably too many. 5,000 is not enough. It's harder to start a community bank than ever before. And I don't even want to think about what small business sector would be like, Tom, with a weak or a weaker community bank sector.
Yeah, Jim, you're right. I mean, this administration has done a great job in cutting the growth of federal regulation by 50%. They're actually on track to beat President Reagan's record of cutting the growth of regulation by a third. But situations like community banks and how they're dying on the vine breathe new energy into the effort because we've still got a lot of work to do.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And I will tell you, fintech is not the answer for small business because it's handy, but it's very expensive. And you might have to start out there a little bit, but you don't need to spend a lot of time there. And I'll remind you of something, Tom. After the collapse of 2008, the financial collapse of 2008, big banks literally stopped making they made zero small business loans. And I was interviewing community banks the entire time. Every couple of months, I had a different community banker on my show. And every one of them during the toughest time says, we're still lending to small businesses. They do not leave small businesses no matter what happens.
Yeah, Jim, you're right. They get it. I mean, these are the community leaders. These are the folks who are at the PTA meetings on weekday nights. They get the vibe for Main Street. And there's a trust relationship between them and small business borrowers that transcends any type of credit score.
Well, that's exactly right. The credit scoring is not done there, and they give you credit for character. Your character counts in a community bank. Hey, Tom, keep up the good work, and good luck in all the different events around the country. GrowWithCo.com, that's how you can find out, folks, how to attend one of those in the different cities. Tom, will you come back soon?
I would love to be back, Jim. It's always great to be on your show. Thank you.
Good to have you here. Tom Sullivan, ladies and gentlemen, with the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. That's uschamber.com and growwithco.com. Don't forget, that's how you find out about those events. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blessingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.